Ophir Drury traveled to Kenya between high school and the start of his military service. He's been fascinated ever since.
I chased giraffes and I chased zebras and I saw other interesting things. I was just zigzagging through all these beautiful things, beautiful world.
On his first day there, he wandered around and got lost. A Maasai family found and eventually adopted him. He says his fascination with the continent turned him into an activist for endangered species. In the past 4 months, he says, Cameroon alone has lost 400 elephants to poaching, and gorillas are faring even worse.
Illegal wildlife trade is a professional, very well organized illegal trade. It's a mafia. And this mafia drives protected species like chimpanzees, gorillas, lions to extinction.
The World Wildlife Fund in Washington says elephants and gorillas are being poached for their meat and elephants for their ivory. The result is extinctions in some areas of Central Africa. But WWF also says some progress is being made in the southeastern part of Cameroon. With his network of spies and informants who pose as buyers or traffickers, Drury gathers video evidence of poaching. 10 years ago, he founded Laga, the Last Great Ape, which is also the title of his new book, co-authored with his best friend David McDonald, whom he met in Kenya. He says his team has been able to oversee 50 prosecutions for ivory trafficking and 25 for gorilla poaching in Cameroon since 2004. But he says catching poachers is not his biggest challenge.
The major problem in fighting wildlife crime is corruption. You know, these are big people, they have a lot of money, they are trying to bribe their way in different places, and that's what we do, we fight corruption.
It's dangerous work, but whether his hair is being pulled by a chimp or he's preparing a snack for another one in his kitchen, he says making a difference is what counts.
Every time that you have some kind of injustice, you can realize, well, I can make a difference, I can. So the responsibility is there, and that's how I arrived to this.
Drury's program has been replicated in 6 countries: Central African Republic, Congo, Gabon, Chad, Nigeria, and Guinea. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.